The people Saddam Hussein ruled for nearly a quarter century watched his court appearance with intense interest. The United States and the interim Iraqi government hope that today's events will harden support for the new administration in Baghdad and undermine the insurgency. NPR's Philip Reeves went on the streets of Baghdad to get a sense of whether that could happen.
The Barber's electric razors keep working, but their attention wanders. All eyes in this Baghdad barbershop are on the television in the corner, on the first pictures of Saddam Hussein as he appears in court. As the images hit the screens, Iraqis crowd in from the street. By its violent standards, the Iraqi capital is quiet, transfixed by this extraordinary courtroom drama. This is the first glimpse for Iraqis of their former dictator, since he was discovered in his spider hole by US forces in December, wild-eyed, grubby as a street tramp. 65-year-old Bakr el-Kurdi watches the screen with quiet satisfaction. He's not forgiven the brutality Saddam and his regime inflicted on his fellow Kurds.
He's a criminal, a son of a criminal. He executed my brother. I am happy that they are putting him into trial. But I wish if I cut him into pieces with my own hands.
Bakr's mind is made up. Not so for others in Baghdad, though. Other Iraqis express confusion and discomfort, suggesting this event wasn't the outright propaganda success the US and the Iraqi interim administration hoped for. Nabil Abul Yasser, a colonel in the old Iraqi army and a Sunni like Saddam, views the same pictures on Arabic language TV in a Baghdad pizza restaurant. He says the sight of Saddam Hussein in court, his former commander-in-chief, left him feeling decidedly uneasy.
I really feel sad for what happened to him. This guy used to be, you know, his character and personality, not only in Iraq, all over the world. And all of a sudden you see him in such a situation, you should feel sad for. Here, emotions talk.
Just one table away from the colonel sat Jamal Abul Hawreni, restaurant manager. He's a Shiite. He takes issue with the colonel. To challenge the views of an army officer under Saddam would have been impossible, but he's happy to explain how he thinks Saddam, who'll be tried for war crimes, deserves everything he's getting.
He destroyed his country, and he deserves what is happening to him, and he deserves even the penalty death.
Jamal has personal cause for resentment. Like many other of Iraq's Shiite Muslims, his family also personally experienced the cruelty of the dictator. He says his uncle, a member of the Islamic al-Dawah party, banned under Saddam, was executed for his political activities, and the family was singled out for victimization.
I was imprisoned for 3 months. They destroyed our house. It was in a Risala area. We suffered much. We didn't have anything left for us. But now the situation is totally different.
Move one more table along, still in the same pizza house, and opinions change again. Electrician Raid Larif is also watching Saddam in court. The dictator looks older and leaner. His face, bearded again, is lined with weariness. But he's in possession of his faculties and politically cunning enough to try to score political points by lambasting the Kuwaitis, a group widely disliked by Iraqis on the street. Raid watches Saddam perform with what appears to be admiration mingled with indignation.
Saddam Hussein is the most honorable and clean leader, not only in the Arabic world, but all over the world. I feel very sorry for him to see him like that, especially that he's being trialed by some people who came with the support of Americans.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.